Right now, though, we're going to talk about Aisling Murphy and the memory of Aisling Murphy, of course, an Irish primary school teacher, traditional musician and camogie player who was murdered in January of 2022 while walking on the Grand Canal near Tullamore in County Offaly. Her family and her friends have set up a memorial fund in her honour, and it supports a lot of the things that she was involved in her life. In a moment, we'll be hearing from the PRO of the fund about a Gaeltacht scholarship, which has been set up and is open to everyone across the country in Aisling's memory. But also, she had a huge involvement, of course, in Ceoltas and in traditional Irish music. Have a listen to this.
Hi, my name is Aisling Murphy. I'm from Blue Ball in County Offaly, and I'm a member of Ballyboy branch of Ceoltas. Thanks a million to the very hardworking committee members of Tullamore Tradfest who have kindly asked me to play a few tunes for you this evening. I'm going to start off with a set of reels. The first one is Sergeant Earl's Dream, and the second is The White Fairy. I got both these tunes from a lovely album by Ryan Malloy and Fergal Scattle over the lockdown. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah, that's a little bit of Aisling recording made by her for the Tullamore Tradfest the year the event was cancelled due to COVID-19 and the COVID pandemic. So that's a little bit of an insight into her ability as a musician. And she was able to demonstrate that in the Dingle Peninsula when she went to the Gaeltacht when she was training in Mary Immaculate College, where she got to play music with late Seamus Begley. I spoke to Laura Murray, who's PRO of the Aisling Murphy Memorial Fund, about that. But first of all, I asked her, before I talked about the scholarships, about some of the work and some of the fundraising, what it goes towards from the Aisling Murphy Memorial Fund.
Yeah, so the Aisling Murphy Memorial Fund, it was set up in November of 2022 after the very sudden and tragic departure of our dear Aisling earlier that year. And from the very beginning, from the launch of the Aisling Murphy Memorial Fund, we've been deeply moved by the outpouring of kindness and support and just general generosity from so many who just wish to remember Aisling and to honour her legacy. So as part of our ongoing mission to honour Aisling's memory, we're very, very proud to continue supporting causes that reflect the passions and, of course, the values that Aisling held very dear to her. From a young age, Aisling had a deep, deep love for traditional Irish arts, culture and heritage, a love that really shaped a lot of her life. And I suppose it's through this lens that we aim to support initiatives that promote and preserve these vital elements of Irish life. And we strive to support these initiatives that promote and preserve these vital aspects of Irish identity for future generations also, while keeping Aisling's name and memory alive. To date, we are just so proud to say that over 150,000 has been awarded to various individuals, groups and organisations, all of which promote what Aisling stood for and what she enjoyed most, the traditional Irish arts, culture and heritage. So with the support and generosity of the public and some wonderful individuals, groups, organisations, we're just beyond proud of all that we've been able to support from the fund to date. We've supported, for example, music festivals, both locally and nationally. Our own local Tullamore Tradfest is a wonderful annual event in our town, which Aisling was very much a part of. We supported the Fiddler of Dooney most recently up in Sligo. And every year we support the All-Ireland FLA, Leinster, Offaly, Laois FLA. We're very proud to continue Aisling's interest in music. But it's not just music that we support. Obviously, that was a very important part of Aisling's life, but Aisling was also Moontour Bunscoil. Yeah. So we're very happy to have supported almost 15 schools across the country, both primary and post-primary schools, in, for example, the purchase of equipment for sensory rooms or nurture settings, purchasing musical instruments, the installation of buddy and outdoor benches in schools for the benefit of pupils as well, while also supporting the implementation of evidence-based programmes in deaf schools and resourcing support for science and STEM education. So that's just another aspect. Supporting Ceoltas branches is another area, of course, as well. Aisling was very much involved in her local Ballyboy Ceoltas. She had students to her home every weekend, which she shared her talent with, while also teaching at her Ceoltas branches each weekend also. So we're really happy to support a number of Ceoltas branches to add to their instrument banks, which we hope many young people will benefit from for years to come as they find their interest in learning instruments.
You've also, Laura, set up, I know, Gaeltacht Scholarship Funds. She had a strong connection, obviously, with the Colossal Commission, County Galway, and also with Dingle, where she spent some time.
Yeah, so Aisling had a deep draw for the Irish language. She frequently spoke the Irish language herself and attended various different Gaeltacht during both her secondary school education and while training to become a primary school teacher. She was a dedicated Muntir Bun Scola who worked passionately to inspire her pupils and those around her to cherish and use the language. One of Aisling's favourite Shanuckle was Mullinoig agus Chucky Sheet. Praise the youth and they will flourish. So I suppose it's with that in mind, we wanted to continue her legacy and her wish of encouraging the use of the Irish language among young people. And we're delighted to launch the Aisling Murphy Gaeltacht Scholarship there earlier this month. And these scholarships are in partnership with Colossal Camas. It's a place that Aisling loved going to and she attended twice during both her secondary school education. So this Gaeltacht Scholarship, it's opened to second years, fifth years and transition year post-primary students. And the application process is very, very simple. All we request is that students complete a short online application form, which is located on our website, www.aislingmurphy.com, and just upload a 2-minute video explaining why they would love to go. And arising from that, then 8 students would be chosen nationally to attend Colossal Camas next summer. So our advice is go for it and apply as soon as possible. If there's anyone listening who, you know, love the Irish language, great, apply, and it'll be a wonderful opportunity to nurture the grow for it. However, as I said, Aisling's favourite Shanuckle was Mullinoig agus Chucky Sheet. So if you find it difficult to develop your good Gaeilge, this is a spectacular opportunity for you. It's a wonderful place to develop confidence in using the Beagáinín Gaeilge that people have. Or it's also a place to improve their knowledge of the language, and it's a super area to make memories, just to meet new friends and have the fun and crack, which of course Aisling loved to do as well.
A brilliant opportunity. Laura, how did you get involved in the Memorial Fund?
Well, I myself was a very close friend of Aisling. We both went to secondary school together in Sacred School in Tullamore, and we also trained to be primary school teachers at Mary Immaculate College in Limerick. So some would say I joined the hip at times, but Aisling, she was an incredible person. She was a friend that I treasured and will always treasure. And it was an honour to have been her friend. So currently I'm a PRO for the Aisling Murphy Memorial Fund. So that's the charity set up in Aisling's memory, and I'm part of a wonderful, wonderful committee, and all we want to do all together is just to keep Aisling's name alive and to ensure she's never forgotten and our legacy is out there and it'll benefit others.
I know her father has thanked the public for their support and that fund, the fund you're working on, that does keep her memory alive. But does it help in a way all of you deal with the difficult time after Aisling's passing and that give you something to focus on, I suppose, in her memory?
Yeah, absolutely. For Aisling's family and her friends, her extended family, her colleagues, pupils, you know, it's her loss is immeasurable. She's left a massive void in all of our lives, especially her parents, Ray and Kathleen, her siblings, Amy and Cathal, and her partner, Ryan. Life, of course, will never be the same for them again. And I'm sure they would do anything to have Aisling back in their lives, but that's not how life works. So absolutely, the fund, our whole purpose of starting up the fund was to put some positivity on what is a terrible situation. And as you say, to bring a little bit of hope, a little bit of light. And most importantly, just make sure that her name is out there. She's continued, her memory is continued. She's spoken about, and her legacy will benefit other young people in the areas of traditional Irish art.
She did so much in her life. She was involved in so many things. It's kind of a reflection of what she was contributing. I know when she went to the Dingle Peninsula, she got a chance to play music with the late Seamus Begley. And like he performed a concert for her before his own death in January 2023. But it underlines, I suppose, how many people she met and the connections she made through her music.
Yeah, Aisling had far-reaching connections, I suppose, connections further than we'll ever be able to comprehend ourselves. Yeah. She's just well-known within her local area, but nationally and across the world, it seems, as well. And it's something that's really come to light since her passing. But as I said, yeah, Aisling's Kerry connections ran deep, whether that was through music or college. Aisling played her beloved fiddle down in Kerry while she was part of the McCullough Cultus Cultura Éireann tour, actually back in 2017. And Aisling, she was just a breathtakingly talented musician. She followed her father's footsteps, Ray, into the music scene from a very young age. And she began learning the fiddle first and the tin whistle. And Santa, actually one year, brought Aisling a small pink plastic fiddle when she was only just a tot. And I suppose that her love stemmed from there. And that fiddle still remains in Aisling's room untouched to this day. She had always planned on passing it on to her own children, but unfortunately that wasn't to be. But she loved music. She was honoured to join the Cultura Éireann group back in 2017, where she had the incredible opportunity to play with a number of talented musicians in venues across the country. I know she played in your own local, the Halla na Fionnaí in Ballinagall, back in October 2017 as well, where she had the privilege to entertain others. And as you said there, she had the wonderful chance to meet Seamus Begley as well at the time. And she not only played music with Seamus, but actually she was welcomed into his home for tea. And of course, knowing Aisling, a good chin wag as well. That was the sort she was. Yeah. She had time for everyone. She's down the Gaeltacht Touch, of course, down in Dingle there as well, a couple of months after that tour. So that was in October 2017. She was back to the Gaeltacht then as part of her Bachelor of Education degree, where she did 2 weeks in the Gaeltacht. And it's one of my own treasured memories with Aisling. We had such a great time down there. We attended the Gaeltacht in Cantraw, I think it was. And we remember, of course, the wonderful feed we received from our lovely Bannon tea, Breed de Brune, Tig de Brune, would say. And bless her, a house of 12 Colleeni was loud and energetic, no doubt. But the memories we made, they're invaluable to us now. We have great memories down there of our time in the Gaeltacht.
Yeah. So, Laura, for anyone who wants to get involved, who wants to have a chance to get into those scholarships, you have to get on to Aisling Murphy Memorial Fund, put in an online entry and take it from there.
Yeah, so our website is aislingmurphy.com. Anyone who's difficulty in locating our website, we're on social media, both Facebook and Instagram, Aisling Murphy Memorial Fund. So definitely we would love for young people to consider applying for the Gaeltacht Scholarship. 8 worthy winners will be awarded a scholarship. And this is going to be an annual thing, we hope, depending on the interest and the uptake level. But there's also other ways that people can support us, obviously through donations. We've had so many people who have hosted various different fundraising events as well, from small to big, from busking to parachute jumps to marathons, the most simplest to the biggest, and we appreciate it all. So again, all our information is on aislingmurphy.com. And equally, anyone who is involved in the areas of traditional Irish arts, culture and heritage, we would love if they were to get in touch as well, if they felt they could benefit from funding. Again, there's an application form on our website, and we would be love to support as many as we can across the country, all in Aisling's memory.
Okay. Laura, listen, that's brilliant. It's great work that you're doing, and good luck with it. But thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning.
Gurv Míle maith agat. Thanks very much.
Yeah, there you go. That's the Aisling Murphy Memorial Fund. That's the committee putting it together and raising the money, those Gaeltacht scholarships. AislingMurphy.com. Click on it now or check them out on their social media, Aisling Murphy Memorial Fund, and you'll have the details on how to enter that. Open to absolutely everybody. That's Laura Murray, their friend of Aisling Murphy's, who's PRO of that committee.